Ketchikan Public Utilities Electric Division Manager Andy Donato says rain and wind led to the landslide, which knocked out all the power lines in its path. Donato says the timing of the landslide blocking the only road leading to the north end added to the challenge.
This happened right around rush hour, I guess if you call it here in Ketchikan, if you can think that we actually have a rush hour. So by about 4:30, when the outage was realized, things started to progress, and by the time we got vehicles en route, soon approaching 5 o'clock, and we couldn't get close enough. There's about a 3-mile backup.
Donato says they eventually were able to get an escort from Alaska State Troopers to get to the site. Alaska Department of Transportation crews also were there working to clear the debris from the highway. That and trying to allow traffic through as soon as possible took time.
I'm going to say it was probably around 8 o'clock by the time we had everything cleared and tagged up to do the repairs.
Donato says the KPU crew started getting power back to affected areas at around 6:30 in the morning, about 14 hours after power had been knocked out. He says 7 linemen and 3 traffic control crew members were on site, so he believes there were enough people there. It was simply a big job.
Many of the customers want to know why it was taking so long, and the only thing I could answer was because it was that messed up. If a shorter fix would have sufficed, trust me, we'd be on the shorter fix scenario.
Donato says that the terrain and weather in southern southeast Alaska can lead to challenges in utility maintenance. He noted another recent landslide that blocked the access road to Silvis Lake Hydroelectric Dam, and there was yet another slide that briefly affected Ketchikan's primary water supply. Donato says that KPU does try to mitigate problems by taking out potentially dangerous trees, but it's difficult to predict which ones are going to come down.
We were going to cut some trees. In fact, they were scheduled for today in this very area. Now, what's interesting is the trees that we identified were about 200 yards away.
So even if they had been cut, the slide still would have happened. Donato praised KPU's linemen for working through the night in rough weather.
The guys that worked in the buckets in the dark last night, they really do deserve a thank you. They just a tremendous job. I can't believe how they work up so high in those buckets and the kind of work they do, hauling that stuff up and mounting them, and how they are comfortable doing that.
Donato also thanked KPU customers for their patience while the work was ongoing. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.